Good morning, and welcome to our service here at Gehman's. I'm going to ask you to turn in your black hymnal to number 493. This might not be our usual opening hymn type of song, and I think maybe slightly more appropriate for Easter Sunday, but I had a special request for it to be sung today, and I think we could sing this song anytime. So 493 in the black hymnal, the Easter anthem, and I would invite you to stand. I'm just going to lead from the piano, so please sing out.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service. We changed our order a little bit today. You can see in the bulletin, but we're going to have our sharing time at this point, and our worship and song will also be moved to the end. So if you have something you'd like to share, or prayer requests or praise, just raise your hand and they'll bring a microphone to you. And as you're thinking about that, maybe I'll just highlight a couple things in the bulletin, as well as just announcements. One is it's our time leading up to the members' meeting for nominations, and some of you may have gotten an email about that. If you want to do that online, or there's a paper version in your mailbox and a stack below the mailboxes, I invite you to be in prayer about different offices and roles that people have here in church, and invite you to participate in that. Thursday of this week, Maundy Thursday is happening. We do a joint service with Red Run. It's here this year. Slightly different from the last time we would have hosted it, but similar to how it would have happened at Red Run last year, the fellowship time will happen first. So from 6 to 7, you're welcome to come to the fellowship hall and share that time with those from Red Run who are there. And then we have our service beginning at 7, and we conclude that service in quiet. lights are dimmed and we kind of leave in a contemplative state, thinking of what Christ has done for us. And that's just a reminder on the dates and, or the times for next Sunday. No Sunday school. That's listed there in your bulletin. So.
This is Darlene, and I would invite your prayers again for Sandy Johnson. She was released from the hospital, and through, I don't know if it was miscommunication or somebody dropping the ball, she found herself in a situation where she really had nowhere to go. So she has been living at our house since Wednesday, and I think she's coming here this morning. I didn't see her yet, but we want to pray that suitable, sustainable housing will be found for her, perhaps in a group setting, or she would like to be independent, and she's doing fairly well at the moment, but I'm not exactly sure what the best is for her, but just pray for that need in her life. Thank you.
This is Wilbur. I mentioned last week that my neighbor Jim Houck was in the hospital. Monday afternoon, we did find out that he actually did pass away from. He didn't want to be on life support or anything that helps him, so he has to. It was in temporarily for the kids to say goodbye, and he was awake enough to say, "I want that thing out." So they took it out, and 20 minutes later, he had passed away. So mm-hmm. prayer request for the family. So mm-hmm. thanks.
This is Kelly. I got a message from Michelle Fry this morning just asking for prayer for her. She's had some difficult days with headaches especially, and she said she's on day 5 and will be seeking medical help probably this week, but just ask for prayer for her health.
This is Darla. Two things. I would just ask for prayer for my friend Rachel's daughter, Victoria. She is 21 years old, making some very bad choices in life, and so they're asking for prayer for her to get right with the Lord again. And also, as many are aware, Lester's brother, Eugene, had a motorcycle accident 8 years ago. We are having a chicken barbecue fundraiser to help them, to help his sister-in-law, April 14th. If anyone is interested in tickets, the chicken gets to be picked up at Parkview Mennonite Church in Reamstown. If anyone is interested in tickets, just let me know. It's for April 14th.
This is Loretta Gockley, and March 16th was match day for Emily, and she matched to United Hospital Center in Bridgeport, West Virginia. So she's very happy about that. So they get married April 7th, and she graduates May 21st. So they'll be looking for housing.
This is Todd. First off, thank you all for your support of the youth group through the stub sale. It was a good fundraiser for the youth, and special thanks to Cindy, who delivered a lot of the subs in the snow on Wednesday. I figured a March 21st sub sale wouldn't have a snow problem, but little did we know we'd get 10 inches of snow. So thank you all for supporting us in that way. And second, the annual celebration of church life was yesterday and Friday. And I just came away from that very encouraged by the ways that it feels like there's revival happening in Lancaster Mennonite Conference. Just hearing some of the stories from some pastors of how they were called into the conference. The one that sticks out the most was a former Communist Party member in Nicaragua who's now a pastor in Trenton, New Jersey. That's mm-hmm. one that sticks out as being an amazing story of God calling people to mm-hmm. serve and just worshiping with different worship teams. Yesterday afternoon was a worship team from Philadelphia. Very different worship than how we worship here on a normal Sunday. It's just amazing to see the diversity of the conference There's 44% of the Lancaster Conference congregations are non-white. So it's just a very fascinating and eye-opening time. Mm-hmm. Very encouraging.
Okay, please pray with me. Father, thank you for your love and your goodness to us. Thank you for who you are. Lord, we confess that we often fall short. We sin against you, God, but you offer us forgiveness. Thank you for that, Lord. And you invite us to bring our cares, to cast our cares on you because you care for us. We pray together for Sandy Johnson. We pray for appropriate housing for her, Lord, and that you would provide that. We pray for Wilbur's, the family of Wilbur's neighbor, Jim, and his passing. We pray for them as they miss him. I pray that they would know you. We pray for Michelle Fry, Lord, that her headaches would pass, and whatever's causing them, if she does seek medical attention, God, that they would be able to be helpful and to know what's causing it and could make steps towards improving that. And I pray for relief for her. We pray for Darla's friend's daughter, Victoria, and the choices that she's been making in life, God, we pray that you would draw her to yourself, that you would help her to turn away from the ways of the world and to recognize the goodness and the abundant life that you provide when we seek you and your ways. Pray for those in her life who are trying to support her. Pray for the fundraiser for Lester's brother, and I pray that that would be successful and helpful for their family. Thank you and praise you for the match of Emily's placement for medical school, and that as she and Michael get married, that they'll be able to live in the same place. We thank you for that, God. And we pray that you continue to be near them as they prepare for marriage and as they just anticipate those changes and events coming up, and just bless them, we ask. Thank you for the support of our youth group, and we pray that you would bless their coming trip and just again prepare them as well as the people that they'll be helping and serving in Jesus' name. And Lord, we do celebrate what you're doing in the broader church, and we pray that each of us individually and us as a local body, as we join with believers in our region and around the world, God, that we would be excited about what you have done for us, and that that excitement would spill over into our relationships with others, and that you would draw people in our communities to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Looking at the news lately these past few days doesn't really inspire much confidence in the human race, but I think 1 Peter 3, verses 13 and 14 serve as a good reminder for us. They say, "Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened." I think it's always a good reminder that being kind to others is never the wrong thing to do. Will the ushers please come forward for the offering? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day and for this morning. I want to thank you that we can all come here and worship you together, God, and partake in communion, foot washing, God. And I pray that we would just remember to be kind to others and to treat them how we want to be treated, God, and to show others your love and to be a light for you with the people we interact with each day. I want to thank you for this offering and pray that you would bless the hands that gave it. Amen. Thank you.
today is special because Jesus made it special. We remember what's important, and we celebrate what's important. And what we celebrate today, it's both simple, but yet it's full of meaning. Our verse that we've been printing in the bulletin and saying occasionally reminds us of that. It's kind of a simple, straightforward, that He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us. And today, I'd like to especially think about the last part of that, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. He took our place. We were dead. Jesus made a way for us to be alive and to be made new. And this morning I'd like you to try to visualize or picture two different fields. Picture the fields of our region, the farm fields that you go by often. Some of you have worked in those fields. The first picture of those fields would be one like today, where they're snow-covered. They're barren, looking pretty lifeless, dead. And think about that field as your life without Christ, dead, sinful, separated, broken. And then God does something new. He does something unexpected, something radical. He dies for us on the cross. He invites you and I to join Him in what He's doing by inviting us to believe, to repent, and to receive Him as our Lord and Savior. And He makes us new. It says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. That's what God does. And then Ephesians talks about our part in that, that we are to put off the old self. And Jesus Himself talks about, if anyone wants to be my disciple, he must deny himself, deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. When we're willing to join with God in that, the new stuff that He wants to do, and to put off the old self, to deny ourselves, we're actually finding the life He has for us. Remember the Israelites in Moses' time? They kept wanting to go back to Egypt repeatedly, to go back to that old. Remember Peter, after his denial of Jesus, he temporarily wanted to go back when he said, I'm going fishing. He wanted to go back to what he knew, back to the old. Picture those fields again. And your second image of those fields now, think about what those fields might look like in 3, 4, 5 months from now. Alive, lush, green, full of growth, preparing and bearing their crop, their fruit. Picture those fields as your life. God wants to make you and I new. Fruit like love, joy, peace, patience. Fruit like knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness. Fruit like others coming to know Him. Others seeing Jesus in our lives. So has Jesus made you new? How has He made you new? How has the new come in your life? How are you different from what you were before? How is Jesus changing you right now? If your life is a field, is it spiritually dead or is it alive, flourishing with new growth? Is the old gone? Are you joining with God to throw off the old? Or are we like the Israelites, wanting to go back to those old fields, barren fields? Or are we trying to join God in what He wants to do in those new fields of growth? Don't go back to those old fields. Put off what you need to put off. Today is special because Jesus made it that way to remind us of what He's done and what He has made possible for you and I. We were dead. Jesus made a way for us to be alive. His plan and His purpose is to make us new and newer, bearing incredible fruit. When we join Him in this purpose, we put off the old. We resist the temptation to go back to our dead fields, but rather pursue the fields of new, vibrant growth and fruit, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Please pray with me. Lord, I pray that You would remind us of that simple illustration as we travel around this region. The fields that are dead now will soon be full of life. You know that we were dead without You, but because of what we remember and we celebrate today, in communion, we remember Your body being broken for us, Your blood being shed for us. You've made a way for us to be new. You've done that part. And we have a part, God, and that's to put off the old. Help us each in our own lives, whatever that is, to be putting off the old, to not be running back to Egypt, to not be running back to the old dead fields, to be putting down whatever distractions are in our lives, whether that's a phone, an app, the television, a relationship, some hobby that's not helpful or distracting, some sin in our life that we have not been able to resist. God, help us. Help us to put off the old and embrace those flourishing fields of growth that You want in our lives. Thank You, Jesus, for making it possible. In Jesus' name, amen. And in communion, we worship, we remember, we proclaim the Lord's death and resurrection. In foot washing, we follow Christ's example of servant leadership. At this point, I'd invite the ministry team to come forward with me as we prepare to share in communion together. And as we prepare for communion and foot washing, we invite all followers of our Lord Jesus Christ to thoughtfully participate in this special remembrance of our Lord and how He gave Himself for us. If parts of it seem unfamiliar, feel free to ask questions or observe whatever you're comfortable with. We want to celebrate this while at the same time approaching communion with humble, repentant hearts. In 1 Corinthians 11, it says, "When you eat the bread and drink the cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again. So do not eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in a way that isn't worthy of Him. If you do, you will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A person should take a careful look at himself before he eats the bread and drinks from the cup. Anyone who eats and drinks must recognize the body of the Lord. If he doesn't, the Lord will judge him for it." Let's pause in prayer. And Lord, we pause to examine ourselves, for we do not want to participate in an unworthy manner. Thank you, Lord, for giving yourself for us, for making us new. And we'll distribute the bread. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I invite you to repeat after me, "The body of Christ, broken for me." May I partake? Thank you. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." I'd invite you to repeat, the blood of Christ shed for me. You can pass your cups towards the center aisle. Those who are preparing for foot washing can be dismissed, and I think we're going to have a song at this time.
I invite you to turn in your Mennonite hymnal to number 161. In John 13, Jesus gives us an example of washing his disciples' feet. It was a humbling act for him then, and it is still now. He taught us that the greatest among you will be your servant, and that he is among us as one who serves. And after washing his disciples' feet, he said, "I have given you an example. You should do as I have done for you."
We'll dismiss at this time for foot washing. Women downstairs, men upstairs, and there is the office area will be for hand washing if you'd like to do that instead, and then we'll return to the sanctuary for worship and song and closing. You're dismissed.
I probably messed it up.
At this time, would you stand and join us in singing?
Come, now is the time to worship.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. We love you. Amen.